It is absolutely normal to get a little freaked out when you make an investment or a move in your calling. When you take a step toward what you can feel is calling you, or even kind of a baby step toward it that just feels super, super edgy. And that's especially true when you let yourself take one of those big edgy steps and you just have zero guarantee of how it's going to go, which, let's be honest, that's every single time because we just don't get to have guarantees, right? But those moments when you let yourself really step in, when you let yourself really believe in what you can feel calling you, and you let yourself choose it, sometimes for the first time, it's totally, totally normal that it's going to bring up some stuff for you, that it's going to feel really edgy for you. And this can be about anything. It could be letting yourself go deeper than you think you're ready to go with your dream coach or your dream mentor. It could be leaving your day job to go all in on your soul business, or even just starting your side hustle for reals instead of just thinking about it. It could be finally letting yourself trust and fall in love when you've been really hurt before. It could be letting yourself follow the voice of your soul, following your intuition when your linear, rational, practical monkey mind is like freaking out and yelling at you to not go that direction. It's gonna feel edgy when you let yourself finally take the steps toward your calling. When you let yourself finally move toward what you can feel is waiting for you, toward what you can feel is meant for you. Because that's one of the ways your soul is going to have you feel the fire of your soul calling, feel the truth of your soul calling. The one that says she's calling you bigger and calling you beyond. And you really do have to feel your soul calling. Meaning, if you're going to follow your calling, if you're going to step into your grand destiny, if you're going to really choose what you're actually meant for, that's not going to come from your head. That's not going to happen in your mind. It's not going to be something you think that you should do, right? Your soul is always going to be calling you forward from somewhere much deeper than just what makes sense, and much deeper than any plans that you can come up with from your mind. And if you've really spent most of your time living up there in your head, trying to figure things out, trying to decide the right next move, trying to find the right strategy, then it's very, very likely that you're going to feel like you're stepping off the high dive and about to dive headfirst into the deep end. It's very likely that it's going to feel like you're about to step off a cliff and you can't even see what you're stepping into. And that's because that's exactly what's happening. You're being called into the mysteries, where your soul is going to start guiding you without you being able to see or understand every move. You're being called into the possibility realms, where you're going to be asked to co-create with what you don't get to control. So it's normal to pretty immediately feel a sense of fear or some panic or some anxiety or just like, holy shit, is this the right thing? When you finally take the big step toward your soul calling, or even when you're just about to, when you're just thinking about it. And that's in large part of because of what I just said. You're being called into the mysteries. You're being called beyond where you are. You're being called into the possibility realms. But it's also because this might be the very first time you've actually let yourself feel with your body, with your heart, with your energy field, the kind of expansion that your soul is actually calling you into. And because it might be the first time you've let yourself actually trust her to take you there, to guide you there, to show you the way. Can you feel that? Your nervous system and your monkey mind and definitely your ego, they are not going to be used to that. They're honestly not even going to like that because they really get off on control, right? So they're probably going to freak out, and it's okay. And you can get better and better and better at feeling expansion. You can get better and better at trusting, at up-leveling, at walking with your calling. You can get better and better at letting yourself open beyond your current experience, what you've known so far, what you've been shown so far, so that you can receive more of what you know you're meant for. And as you practice ways of doing that, as you cultivate those abilities, your nervous system is going to get more and more accustomed to those sensations. And you'll start understanding and discerning and feeling the difference between expansion energetics and fear or collapse or constriction and anything else that typically closes us down. So then it'll get easier and easier. And then it just gets to feel good. And I mean, there's actually probably still going to be some fear there too, right? Because just being totally honest, if you're actually listening to the calling of your soul, she's not just calling you into something little, right? And she's always going to be calling you beyond what you're comfortable with. But you'll know that too. You'll understand that too. You'll know the difference between those things too. And you'll integrate it. And you'll walk with it. And you'll feel the truth in it. And it's going to become your fuel, your fire for co-creating with the unseen. Like, you'll actually start to get really, really good at this thing called expansion. You'll start moving in a way that creates up level after up level. You'll start receiving more from the miracle realms, from the magical realms, from what you just don't get to see first or understand first, and definitely don't get to control. And now I want to clarify something really fast. I'm not saying that I want you to just start throwing yourself off the first cliff that you find, or like mortgage your house to work with that dream coach or that mentor or whatever. So I'm not saying I want you to take some huge leap that would actually put your human or your nervous system in danger, right? We always want to be walking with the both and. So please be taking really great care of your human. Please be taking really great care of your very real life needs, of what's going to support your life and your livelihood and your well-being, right? And please also be taking really exquisite care of your nervous system too. Like, be doing the deep work alongside those big leaps that you're making. Be caring for your other internal parts, if you will, as you're taking big steps, so that you can make sure that you're not re-injuring yourself or traumatizing yourself or abandoning any parts of you. Yeah. This is really nuanced. Everything is nuanced. So I want to make sure you're not going for leaps only, right? That you're learning how to self-source and you're learning how to self-soothe and you're working with your nervous system and you're working with the subtle realms within you and around you. But we can definitely get better and better at expansion energetics, so that the constrictions, the resistances, the fears, the anxieties, the what ifs, the but hows, and all the self-sabotage and all that crap doesn't keep holding us back from the miracles, from the magic, from the sacred more that you're meant for. So it may be that all you need to start really opening powerfully towards your dreams, to start really receiving more of what you're desiring, are some tools to help it feel a lot easier for you and a lot better for your nervous system to dive into that big, beautiful unknown and start stepping into your calling.